The next step I decided to take was working out. They say if you work out, it can help reduce depression and anxiety. Now, here's the problem. I have two modes of working out. Day one is like, yeah, I'm gonna work out every single day. And then the next day is like, you gotta love me for who I am. That is. So I had to get a personal trainer. So I went to the gym to get a personal trainer, and this guy looked me in the eye and he said, yo, bro, for $4,000 in 90 days, I can make your clothes fit better. I was like, I'll just buy a bigger shirt. Problem solved. So that didn't help me. So I finally buckled in and I tried therapy. Here's the thing. Your therapist is a relationship. You got to choose and pick who's right for you. Because I went to my therapist for the first time and I laid down and I just bared my soul. And when I was done, it was silent. And I look over and the therapist is looking at me and she's in bewilderment. And she just goes, wow. Now, I don't know if you've ever bared your soul to an individual that has a degree from a university that studied the human mind for a very long time to then look at you and be like, ah, that's wow. I was like, what do you mean, wow? She was like, Sterling, you're a survivor. I was like, listen, I came here for answers, not to find out on the topic of a Beyonce song, all right? So none of those things worked for me. And it's hard because I'm like, as I'm getting older, I'm 40 now. And now that I'm 40, politics shapes the way I decide my life, right? It never affected me before when I was younger. I didn't care. But now, for example, let me show you what I mean. I would love to go to a liberal parade. That's right. You go to a liberal parade, there's going to be music, there's going to be dancing, people will be screaming, love is love! And at the end, Taco Tuesday. I would never go to a conservative parade. There's going to be somebody with a Bible like, I hate the gays! And then, like, somebody's going to have a pictures of dead babies, and at the end, you have egg salad. It's a terrible idea. Consequently, I would definitely go to a conservative mechanic. Like, if I walk in and that guy has a Blue Lives Matters flag in the back, a Jordan Peterson handbook, and he says things like, you people, you can get under that hood, man. Say what you want, man. Something about people with those characteristics, they know nobody's coming to help them. So, like, they know what they're doing. But I would never go to a liberal mechanic. You know what I mean? Like, if I walk in and he's got, like, a Black Lives Matter shirt on, a rainbow flag in the back, he's a white guy with a name tag, it says Kyle, and he says things like, my pronouns are he and him. What's your pronoun so I can solve your problem? You know? I'd be like, look, Kyle, I'm just here to fix my transmission. And he'd be like, ooh, we call that a gender-neutral mission out here. This is a safe space. Don't be ignorant.